everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Today on Dish Nation, Sherry Shepherd is back dishing with us. And Portia, you got some big news.
Well, Headcrack, sadly, after many months of reflection and internal decisions, Dennis, Baby PJ, and I have chose to make the transition this year to carve out a new role for us. We are moving to England to cover for Harry, Meghan, and baby Archie.
Wow.
No, I'm just playing. But we are dishing all about these reactions to the shocking news from the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex.
Aye. Also, we got Kate Beckinsale clapping back at some haters. Woo. Shakira explains why she's in no rush to become a wife, and John Legend is not happy with his daughter Luna, and we'll tell you why.
And it's game time. We have a brand new game called I See You, Bitch. That's right. Let's see who knows celebrities' eyes better, Gary Headcrack or myself.
So don't be like Harry and Meghan and quit on us right now, because we got a great show on deck. Let's go.
Lots to talk about. We got lots to dish about today, so we're going to get started. Now, ATL, I know you know about this, because one thing you don't do is you don't mention a black woman's weight.
No, you
don't.
No,
okay. No,
can I
weigh in
on that? Just as a white woman, can you not mention a white woman's weight?
Oh, no, you can't.
And the only person that can mention a black woman's weight is a black grandmother.
Boom!
They get away with it.
You might be able to get away with it, but saying this, you don't want to follow in the footsteps of former Biggest Loser trainer Jillian Michaels, because she was very vocal about Lizzo's weight during her appearance on BuzzFeed's digital show AM to DM. Damn. You got to take a look.
And I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music. Yeah, 100%. Well, I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
but why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Oh, everybody on social media is going off on Jillian. They're accusing her of fat-shaming Lizzo. But this is one thing. Jillian Michaels did not back down on her comments. She tweeted a statement after her appearance saying she's not apologizing for what she said and added that she would never wish sickness from obesity and on anyone, and people need to prioritize their health.
Here's the thing. I may get in real trouble sitting there saying something like that, but Jillian Michaels, her whole mega empire
is right.
She was the Biggest Loser.
So it's not a surprise that she said what she...
That's the whole time of Biggest Loser. She's like, do you want to die?
And you also know Jillian Michaels used to be a former fat girl herself.
Right. Yeah. Because
a lot of people say you can't fat shame us if you never walked in our shoes. So she did.
That's right.
But, you know, still, I think when I was looking at Jillian Michaels, I was like, I think if you just eat one little donut, it would relax you.
I honestly think she is coming from a place of caring.
Exactly. And let me tell you something, as a thick girl, and men know, when you hug a thick girl, it's like a little slice of heaven.
You don't get real skinny girl.
Don't nobody want to feel your hip bones.
No.
When you landed. That's what I'm saying, Chewy.
I need some cushion for the push.
You need some cushion.
Shout out to all the thick girls out there, baby. We love you.
Shout out to the thick girls.
Am I the only person who prefers Jillian Michaels a little bit thicker? Like, when they showed that little side-by-side profile picture of thick, I'm like, hey, that's kind of what I want.
That's it.
Bone is for the dog. Meat is for the man, okay?
Would you rather climb the mountain or walk a path? Come on, now.
Climb mountains, Sherry.
All right, everyone. I do not know what the bloody hell is going on at Buckingham Palace. All I know is the tea that we are sipping is definitely very hot. And it's so steaming. Listen, this is crazy news that broke yesterday about Gary's cousins.
Whoa.
Meghan McCall.
Possibly ex-cousins.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is crazy. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry are on the run like Jay-Z and Beyonce. The royal couple made the shocking announcement earlier this week on social media that they've decided to step down from their royal duties.
Whoa.
They want to basically become commoners and live in Canada.
Yeah, he's been privileged his whole life. I don't know if he really understands living the commoner lifestyle, getting a three-day rent notice.
That's right.
Yeah, see, they think it's fun. They think it's fun.
You think it's fun.
To live like us.
And look, and this is, I'm like, go on, Meghan Markle. You have made a man give up his kingdom. That's black girl magic. I don't know. What?
Yeah.
This sounds like this should be the script for Coming to America, the sequel. But it's not.
You think the queen, some of that blackness and rubbed out, she ran in a room going, Lord Jesus, what the hell?
Well, I'll tell you what. Prince William and Kate Middleton were blindsided by this. The queen, they're saying, was completely flabbergasted and gobsmacked.
That's really good.
By the news that she found out about their plans as the rest of the world did.
Not to be, like, romantic and stuff, but this is the greatest love story
Frank,
of our time.
I know.
Who would want to be the queen or what is she, a duchess?
Duchess.
She's a duchess.
But Sherry, she could come to America where she could serve under Queen Latifah, who is a lot more lenient than the Queen of England.
The office, her official office, released a statement that said, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. Now, of course, Meghan Markle's estranged father. Go away, Thomas Markle.
He chimed in?
Of course he did. He wants his fame.
No money for him being a commoner.
Thomas Markle spoke out and said, I'll just simply say I'm disappointed.
I'm ready to take Meghan's spot. I don't know what she doing. I done lived the commoner life. I'm ready to live the royal
Portia,
life.
I hate to tell you this, but I think the queen is like, you let one black person in the whole thing.
Y'all better respect the Duchess of Decatur.
I'm bringing all of Decatur with me, honey.
Duke and Duchess of Decatur have entered the building.
Now, you know, a lot of celebs weighed in on this. They seem to be thrilled about the news, as we kind of are around here, too, I guess. Andy Cohen posted on the Royals Instagram page, open invite for the Duchess to join Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Amy Schumer posted a very funny photo on the beach with her husband with the caption, Chris and I are formally stepping down from our royal duties. We appreciate your support.
Mm. I think that commoner lifestyle for Prince Harry, I don't know how long it's going to last. It's not fun.
And they're coming to L.A. to be normal?
I think they just want to go to Canada, but
they want to be in L.A. a lot because Meghan wants to act again.
Yeah. So what about Charlie? Is that the baby's name, Charlie? No, the newborn.
Archie.
He'll never learn how to play polo.
He won't learn how to play polo, but he'll know how to play spades.
Okay, you guys, the internet trolls are after my girl, Kate Beckinsale.
No.
Yes, she's catching a lot of heat for hanging out with rapper, actor, Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
This happened after the Golden Globes. They were seen hanging out together. Now, why is it such an issue? Well, just so happens that Machine Gun Kelly is friends with her ex, Pete Davidson.
I like it.
So Kate posted a video on Instagram of her her cat, Willow, knocking over a glass of wine. And instead of fans commenting on how cute and funny that was, they all started basically trolling her about Machine Gun Kelly. One fan wrote, Machine Gun Kelly, really? I'm out. You are now infected.
Ooh. Oh, that's so
that's
like
a little harsh.
Oh, really?
She clapped back.
Yes, what she said.
She clapped back. She says, why don't you worry about things that are actually happening and donate to the Australian wildfires rather than waste your time on things that are not happening and never were, and also please get a life.
Yeah. You know what? This is what bugs me. Men do it all the time.
Yes, you do.
In 2020, women do have a rotation. You know what I'm saying? The same way dudes had a rotations of females that they kept in play, women out here doing the same thing guys were doing.
So mind yourself, because you know what? There's another one right behind you.
If Kate Beckinsale was a butcher shop and had numbers outside, I'd be grabbing a
number.
I don't care.
But you may be a little too old for Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, you are.
Frank.
If your wisdom teeth are gone, you're too old for
it. All right, y'all, coming up, see how John Legend reacts to his baby girl, Luna, calling him by his first name. Now, I wish PJ would. Ooh. All that and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Woohoo! All right. right, now, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's daughter, Luna, is 3 years old, so I'm assuming she's past the age of calling her parents Mama and Daddy, and she's even pushing the limits, y'all.
Wow.
That's right. So Chrissy posted this video of Luna carrying their rescue puppy, Petey, over to John, and take a look at what happened.
John, would you like to
hold
her?
John. I'm not John.
John.
I'm your dad.
He was really nice about it.
He was.
He was with a little bit of an attitude.
Crack, she said because the cameras was on.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Straight up, she would have got popped. That's what my grandma used to call it.
That's the kind of scary calm that scared me when he was like, I'm not John. I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy.
And your bank account.
Who was recording the video? Was it Chrissy?
I guess Chrissy.
She was giggling.
She set it up.
He probably put up to it.
Yeah, she knew.
Like, I don't know. With a black family, I can't speak for white people. Yeah. But for black folks, you do not call your parents by their first name.
Mm-hmm. Latinos,
I
just Latinos
found
too.
Out.
You
I found out my mama's name last Wednesday.
Right. See, I know now, after having PJ, the way I feed you, wipe your butt, do everything for you, how dare you call me Portia? It would be some liquor going
even
on.
If you had a Porsche, she would call the car Mama.
She would. Thank you. That's right.
I don't have kids yet, but I love being called Daddy. I love being called Daddy.
Well, I look call at your you. Papa. Go ahead.
What's up, Sherry?
Squeeze the shoulder.
Call your daddy.
Call me Daddy whenever you want.
Okay. Y'all know the Super Bowl is coming up in a few weeks, and J-Lo is not the only sexy Latina. That's how you say Latina. Latina. Performing at the halftime show. Shakira will be joining J-Lo.
Good choice.
That's going to be a good show.
It's going to be spicy.
Spicy.
Jinx. Well, Shakira and her man, soccer player Gerard Piqué, they've been together for 10 years. They have two kids. And Shakira explained on 60 Minutes why they're not married.
Marriage scares the out of me. I don't want him to see me as the wife. I'd rather him see me as his girlfriend. Exactly. His lover, his girlfriend, like a little forbidden fruit, you know? I want to keep him on his toes. I want him to think that anything's possible, depending on behavior.
Yo, that guy didn't say one word.
No,
he stayed completely quiet.
At least at the end of the day, he's with Shakira. Okay?
Right.
You don't even complain. You but just after, be her role dog or whatever, her homie, whatever she want to call you, as long as you're with her forever.
I actually like the what she said, but do you think after 10 years, it's like, we should just go ahead and get married?
I think whatever works for you, you got to let it rock, because you see some situations where, like, soon as you sign a dotted line, it makes something legal. It just puts too much stress and pressure on the relationship, and it collapses.
Yeah, look at Goldie Hawn. It's like, you can tell by the way Shakira thinks about relationships. Like, if I say it, then I'm going to be in this wife box. He's going to be in the husband box. You should never push a person like that to get married.
Something happens when you get married. They don't look at you like a lover. And you know, like Shakira said, I could walk at any time. But when you get married, your husband knows you too tired to go anywhere.
Right.
Okay. You ain't walking.
And what do you guys always say? Once the bra comes off?
Ladies, you always think, why keep running if I already caught the train? So we want to keep you running. I think he agrees with her. He didn't say a word, but he agrees too, and I totally agree. I think once you get married, it's easy to get married. It's hard to get divorced.
There's something about marriage. It's just, it centers everybody. It's something that just says we're together.
I don't need a piece of paper to tell me that.
What do you need?
I just need your heart. That's all I need.
So
sweet. The DM's about to flood tonight, buddy.
I need the heart, and then they go off and mess around with the girl to work at Subway. I'm not trying to get personal.
Jersey Mike's, Sherry. I don't go to Subway.
All right, so up next, Brad had a game for us recently called I See You, Bitch, and that means I got to play. So that's coming up next. Don't go nowhere. We'll see you in a minute.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, I don't remember the last time y'all three went head-to-head in the game, okay?
It's been a while.
So let's get this game going. Let's play a game called, go ahead, Gary, you say it.
I see you, bitch.
Ooh. And that's E-Y-E. Okay, so here's how you play the game, y'all. I'm going to show you a photo of a celeb's eyes, and you have to try to guess who it is. If you get stuck, I'll give you a clue or two to help you try to, you know, figure it out. Mm-hmm. And the winner can get anything off the dollar menu on me.
The dollar menu.
Isn't that
Burger King?
Don't worry about where I tell you where later. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
Y'all know I'm finna kill this, right?
Yeah, you have a weird, like, mutant ability to be able to point out people's body parts.
I pay attention to detail in
humans.
If
we would go farther down the body parts, I could probably spot them. But
a print package. So who's serving us this smize?
Rihanna.
Rihanna is correct, Portia. Okay.
Who don't know Rihanna eyes?
That is one for you. Okay, y'all. Whose eyes are these?
Steve Harvey.
I said it first.
No, ma'am, you said him.
So, Gary, that's a point for you, darling. Who's serving us this smize?
Damn it, Melissa McCarthy.
I wouldn't know her name. Can we tell you the movie that she was in?
Okay, clue one, she's known for singing and dancing all around La La Land.
That's going to be the redhead girl who goes by the name of Redhead Girl.
Taylor Swift.
She was in Zombieland, too. She got red hair. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. You got it, head
Emma
crack.
Emma stoned in these pictures.
Those don't look like her eyes.
Okay, y'all. Who's serving us this smize? Gary got it.
How?
And whose eyes are these?
The Rock.
Gary,
I said first.
Gary got about three or four.
The man got that before me.
Gary got three, gazing into the rock. I would have known that one, darling. The last question is worth 5 points.
Oh, good.
So y'all better be ready, okay?
It. Here we go.
Whose eyes are these?
Mine. I said head crack. He is. I am him. Slim with a tilted brim.
Does it matter if they say the name or mine? Does mine count?
But I pointed with my thumb before he opened his mouth.
How the hell?
Portia wins, you guys. Anything to say to the people.
I see you. We see each other.
Grace with your presence.
Ooh, y'all lost. Oh, have mercy. I'd like to say thank you so much to you all for getting majority of them right and for me getting the last one right for the 5 points for the win. And head crack next time. Until I say head crack.
It took too long. I went with a one-syllable word.
Thank you.
Y'all don't go nowhere because we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay. Now, yay.
My question to you guys is, can you overshare too much in a relationship?
No, you should share everything.
Transparency is key.
Okay, yes. Well, reality star Whitney Waythorpe from the popular show My Big Fat Fabulous Life decided to do what most women should shy away from. While on a date with her now fiancé, Chase Savino, she asked him to guess how much she weigh, and this happened.
So, 250?
Chase.
What?
You're way off.
Way off?
Yeah.
So
I'm much smaller than that.
Much smaller?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so up.
300?
Up.
350?
Down.
330.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like, he was guessing underweight. That's what you want your man to...
That's smart.
It's like when your man asks you how many men you slept with, you go... Two, and one didn't count because we didn't go all the way.
Right.
That's what you always want a man to know. You don't want him to know. Right. Why you keep trying to force him to know what
I'll
you
tell
weigh?
You what.
Portia, does Dennis know how much you weigh?
No, he does not.
Okay. Are you going
to
tell him?
No, he doesn't. He actually went to the doctor with me while I was pregnant, and they weigh you. And I was sitting there sweating. I'd be looking at the nurse like this, like, don't you say that number out loud.
Can we take turns guessing on the show right now?
Let's guess.
Okay, you want to guess?
I'm going to jump out the window and say Portia weighed probably about a buck 45.
Whoa, you're close. You're close.
I said a buck 35.
Ooh. You're so close. Oh, yes. Nice. Nice
I said
one.
125.
Okay.
Oh, look at me. Okay. Portia,
I think you're trying to get in my
Portia
pants.
Portia, you're
accurate. Yes, Portia. That is very accurate.
Portia, I wrote down 115, but that's just your ass.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.